as we're in the midst of a series, a lecture series which has discussed sexual abuse as well as domestic violence, with speakers such as Assemblyman Dov Hyken, Rabbi Mark Dratch, and Benjamin Braffman, one could ask whether or not it's truly appropriate to have such a series. A discussion so openly about issues of violence, of sexual abuse in the Jewish communities. Perhaps this is a topic which is better left unspoken about. It's a topic which is so taboo that it just makes the entire Jewish community look not good. Perhaps it's better to not discuss anything about violence as though it doesn't exist. I believe the answer is found in this week's Parsha. In Parsha Shemos, we find the Jewish people are enslaved, but we also find violence. There were two people, Dothan and Aviram, that were involved in a fight. And Moshe, who observed a man lifting up his fist to strike down a Hebrew, another Jew, said, "Rasha lama sakariecha, what are you doing? Why are you striking? Or why do you wish to hit your friend?" And often, as we find, a person engaged in violence will not simply admit and apologize, but rather they'll put up a wall, defensive mechanisms against someone who attacks them. Who do you think you are, Moshe? Who appointed you as a dignitary or a ruler or a judge over us? All this makes sense. But what's difficult is the end of the sentence. Vayomar, that Moshe's answer, all he could say back was, "Achein noda hadavar," indeed the matter is known. On this, Rashi explains that Moshe understood a question that was bothering him for a long time. He saw that the Jewish people were engaged in backbreak labor. They were in such hard work. And he asked, why is it? Ma chatu Yisrael mikol ayin umos? What did we do that was worse than the other nations of the world? Lios biavodas perach, that we had to be involved in backbreaking labor. Says Rashi, avol royani shehim royim l'kach. Now that I see these people that fight with one another, that quarrel among one another, and speak gossip and lashon hara, now I understand. Now I realize why they're punished as such. The Bein Le'itim has another very novel approach as to what Moshe's answer really was. The day before, there was more violence. However, it was with a Mitzri, an Egyptian, that was striking and hurting a Jew. Vayar ish Mitzri maka ish ivri mi'echav. Moshe Rabbeinu, as he did today, the day before, the same. He did not allow violence to remain and to be quiet about it. Rather, v'yifen kovacho, and he looked in different directions, v'yar kien ish, and he saw that there was no ish, there was no person. And then he took action into his own hands. What does it mean that he saw that there was no person? So Rashi gives us a very difficult answer. He saw shein ish osid lotzis mimenu shis gayer. That Moshe looked not just at this Egyptian, but at future generations, and wondered, is there any redeeming factor? Perhaps he will have a descendant who will be righteous, and therefore maybe I should not do anything. Maybe I should not harm him. The difficulty with this interpretation is that we know that when a person commits a crime, they're punished for that crime. We don't anticipate or try to figure out if that person will maybe have relatives later on in life, and therefore they deserve to be spared from their punishments. No. A person commits a crime, they're punished for that crime. Therefore, the Bein Le'itim says a very simple reading of this sentence. Moshe Rabbeinu was witnessing an act of violence, and he could not believe his eyes. And therefore, he wanted to know, am I alone? Or is there anyone else here that's doing something about this terrible, terrible thing within our midst? Acts of violence to a Jew. Vayifin ko v'chol. Moshe looked to his right, and he looked to the left. Vayar ki ein ish. He saw that there was not a single person that was doing anything to help this man. And that is what bothered him. The Jewish people, who should be engaged in achdus, who think for not just for ourselves, but for the whole klal, for all of the Jewish people. He looked to his right, and there were Jewish people there, but they were involved in their own lives. They were hiding from the violence. They chose not to speak up because they were completely focused only on themselves and only on their well-being. Moshe did not have this slave mentality. Moshe's upbringing taught him to think about and to care for other people. We begin by looking at his sister and his mother. Yocheved and Miriam, the Torah calls them Shifra and Pua. Why Pua? On this, the Gemara in Sota tells us that it's Kederach HaNashim Himafaisos Tinuk HaBoich, that they would take care of little children, of infants, and if they were crying, they would try their best to make the tears of that child go away. When they saw a Hebrew, a Jew in pain, they did not ignore that child. They did not ignore the pain of that Jew. But rather, they did everything in their power so that pain would go away. Moshe Rabbeinu was given this name by the daughter of Paro. Ki min amayim mishisihu, because he was drawn from water. Moshe easily could have drowned in that river when he was placed in that basket. However, Batya saw this child. Vihine nar bocha, there was a child crying, but tachmoil olav, and she had compassion. V'taymer miyaldei ha'ivrim zeh, this is a Jewish child. A Jewish person is in pain, I must do something to prevent that pain. There's no coincidence that immediately after, when he had this incident, when he had this story with Dasan Aviram and he ran away, we find two other stories before he finally encounters God at the Sneh by the burning bush. First, at a well. And the Torah tells us that the daughters of Yisro were being abused. They're being harmed by other shepherds, and they drove them away. The Pasuk tells us that Moshe went to these shepherds, the Yoshion, and he saved their lives. He spared them. So Moshe was thoughtful. Moshe cared about other people. And ultimately, the way that he got to that snet, to that burning bush, the Medrash tells us that there was a thirsty sheep that ran away. And he could have said, I'm a shepherd, I'm taking care of all these other animals, I don't care about this one sheep. But he ran after it. And Hashem said, if there's this person that could even care for an animal, then certainly he's someone that will care for a fellow Jew. And what a great message to have a leader that is so caring that we should also follow in his footsteps. This is the meaning, says the Bina Itim. Achein noda hadavar. When he looked in all directions and he saw that there was no one doing anything, he understood the response of Dasan Aviram. When they said, who are you to be our judge, to be our ruler? He realized that Klal Yisrael were not people that took responsibility for others. Therefore, when one Jew hits another, if I would speak up, I will be criticized. Achein noda hadavar. Because he looked in both directions. Vayifin ko v'chol. He looked in both ways. Vayar ki ein ish. And he saw that there was no person. So what is a person to do if there's no one taking any initiative? Someone who is not doing anything. Ki ein ish. There is no person. Says the Mishnah in Perkei Avos. B'makom she'ein ish. If you are in a place where no one is taking action, no one is proactive, and you see that there's violence in your midst, hishtadel yois ish. You have the responsibility to take action. Abraham Joshua Heschel once said, few are guilty, but all are responsible. And when he said that sentence, that few are guilty, but all are responsible, he's talking about the responsibility of having the capability of being called upon to answer. We are fortunate to live in a community where there is an assemblyman, Dov Hyken, that's tackling sexual abuse, when there's a Rabbi Mark Drach that's dealing with issues of domestic violence. They looked in both directions and saw ki ein ish, that there was no one doing anything about it. And therefore they found the strength within themselves, the hishtadlios ish, that turning a blind eye is unacceptable. We have the responsibility to not just allow them to do, but we must educate. We must constantly inform that this is something which is occurring in the Jewish world, and that it will not be tolerated, and it's not acceptable. I believe by doing that, we have accomplished two things. First of all, the person who is the one getting hit, we'll be giving them chizuk, strength, realizing that they're not alone, and that their cries do not go unheard. But I believe it's also important for the person who is holding that stick, that whip, that they should know that we're watching, that they should know that the Jewish world, unfortunately, like everyone else, although maybe our percentages are lower than everyone else, we know what's going on, and we will not allow you to continue in this way. Frightfully, the Rambam tells us that anyone who does not come to the aid of someone under assault is guilty of perpetrating that assault him or herself. Let us learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, our teacher, that when it comes to seeing acts of violence, that we will speak up. By doing so, we will have promoted shalom, peace within the home, within community, and God willing, throughout the entire world.